Well, that just ends. 11-7.
Aww.
Aww.
It did just end. That was my contribution to your statement.
Aww. Song called Wasted. That's how I'm feeling.
By 11-7.
Like I wasted my evening not sleeping or something.
Did you not sleep?
I don't know.
You feel a little tired today?
I do. The alarm went off and I started yelling things at it.
I got plenty of sleep.
Really?
Too bad I dreamed about work.
Oh, it begins.
Yes.
Welcome to the crew.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a I'm working dream. It was a dream that I forgot that I worked here.
Oh.
And I thought I was supposed to come in at 8 instead of 6. It was awful. So I walked in at 8:07 and no one was here. And it was like the whole world had just shut down because I didn't show up to work.
Dude, I apologize. It's my fault.
Yeah, it was your fault, actually. You just tracked without me and then just left.
Wow.
I was like, what?
That's sad.
It was really upsetting.
Who cares?
Oh, that's right. No one.
I'm upset over this. Yeah. I woke up and I've been thinking about it all morning.
It's your dream. That's one of my least favorite things, actually. So having to talk about dreams. Because it's like, oh, wow. No way. Charlie Chaplin?
Can you analyze
that's
that?
That's crazy. I can't. No. No, I cannot. So.
I was really counting on you this morning.
Yeah. It just means maybe you're stressed about a particular situation. Maybe you don't feel like you're part of the crew yet because you dreamt that you were in your old job because you don't feel like you've taken on this new job yet, really.
Huh.
You forgot that you worked here.
Huh. I'll write that one down.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I'll take that one to heart.
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
It just means maybe you don't want to be here.
Oh, no. Okay, well, guess I'll leave now.
No, you're supposed to, you know.
I do want to be here. I don't know what happened.
It's not what your self-conscious is saying.
I know it's
Your self-conscious.
My subconscious. Good morning.
Good morning. It's time to wake up and rise and shine and woo! I don't know what the rest of that stuff is. It was supposed to just be a rooster. It's way too early.
Yeah.
Man!
It is.
It is Friday. It's finally here. We got a big show planned today. Man, a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll get to that here in just a second.
Yep.
House of Heroes right now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Yep, what Big Voice Guy said.
It's Culture Shock.
It is.
And if you want to know more, go to mystaticradio.com.
Yeah, chime in on the conversation. People used to just gab it up there. Now they're like, yeah, it's cool. It's like the old hangout in high school. They don't want to go there anymore.
It's a great song.
I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
Don't.
The old hangout in school?
Yeah, I guess.
Man.
What was your hangout? Oh, you went to Moriarty.
Yeah, it was the commons room during lunch.
I
didn't go to the cafeteria.
Oh. You were a rebel.
No.
No?
That's where the rebels went, was the cafeteria.
Really?
Yeah, also.
That's not really being rebellious.
I just didn't want to eat the cafeteria food.
It's called going to lunch.
No, the commons room was also another lunch place because they had snack bars and they had the vending machines.
Yeah.
It was good.
I need you to slap me. Right now! Because I need to wake up.
Can I just kick you?
No.
Can I slap you?
No, actually, no.
Gosh, I was really getting used to the idea of slapping you.
Dude, it's early. It's Friday, and what gets you up? Like, what gets you going in the morning? Because you seem peppy.
Do I?
Yeah, you kind of do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Woo, okay. I didn't know that. Now I have to start acting peppy.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Is there a certain kind of music that gets you going?
No.
Over others?
No, I honestly get up and I plan so many things that I have to get done in the morning before I get here that I really think I'm just like, okay, I prioritize amazingly in the morning, not any time else.
Right.
But I just get all that stuff done and then I'm like, okay, got it. Now I can go to work and I'm good.
Ugh, that sounds exhausting.
No, I really...
It like gets you going because you feel like you get to go to work to rest from all the things that you just did?
Maybe.
At not work?
Maybe.
Oh.
It's a routine that I have every morning, and I give myself limited time to get it done.
That sounds awful.
And it works every morning.
Well.
But also coffee.
A bunch of people, a lot of people.
Yeah.
Have spoken and said, Adele. Her emotion-packed tunes have been lifesavers during difficult periods of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
However, how about this? Here's a case where music literally saved someone's life. Got
really?
Someone going.
I haven't known anything like that.
Are you being serious?
Well,
you sounded sarcastic.
No, I really... I'm sorry, I'm being serious. I don't know anyone... I was like, hey, let's play this song.
Hey, let's play this song. It's going to save us. Well,
it's like Little Mermaid.
A British mom is crediting one of Adele's hits as the catalyst that woke her daughter up from her coma.
Ding.
Oh, yeah.
That's really a
coma. That's crazy.
Yeah. No, really, that is.
No, it is crazy.
Because that's true.
This really gets me going. Emotionally. No?
It's kind of a sad song.
7-year-old Charlotte Neve.
Neve.
She suffered a rare type of brain hemorrhage in mid-April and slipped into a coma after two operations were performed to stop the bleeding. Here, would you like?
Yeah.
Would you like that? There it is. Okay. Doctors told her mother that her daughter's chances did not look good, but her mom remained optimistic. Charlotte remained in a coma for 1 week when she came to visit. One day she came in and she had just heard Adele Rolling in the Deep playing on the radio, and this is one of the songs she and Charlotte both enjoyed. I know.
It's so heartwarming.
So the mom starts singing
singing it?
So her mom starts singing the song. This wasn't even like a... This wasn't
she
like
bring
Adele
like
came
her
on.
Boombox
no, she
in.
Wasn't like, come on, girl! Wake up! Wake up, baby! No, it wasn't like that at all, actually.
Not at all, okay.
No, she just heard it on the radio, huh? The power of radio.
The power of radio. Who knew?
And I know. She heard it playing on the radio, and this was a song that her and Charlotte both enjoyed and sang. And so the mom started singing the song to her daughter.
Oh, this is a scene from a movie.
Right? And unexpectedly, Charlotte smiled in response, surprising the hospital staff. The mom said, I couldn't believe it. It was the first time she had reacted to anything since the hemorrhage. The nurses were astounded and told me, keep singing. And so the mom's like, I could have had it all.
Maybe she had a great voice or a terrible one.
Rolling in the deep. It's your mom. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
Mom, my mom, dude, growing up in church, I surrender all. I'm like, I surrender my ears, Lord. I surrender them. I give them to you. Right now, take them from me. Yeah. But it's your mom, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
So apparently this was the first time she reacted to anything. The nurses freaked out. They told her to keep singing. So she started smiling again. And the mom said she felt as if, quote, I unlocked her. And from that day, she started getting better and better. And 2 days later, the girl actually was able to sit up. Started speaking, and she got out of bed.
That is amazing.
Yeah, she hasn't fully recovered, but she's back at home. She's returned to school. She can dance and ride her bike. So I'm going to say fully recovered, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
The story says she hasn't fully recovered, but I don't know. She says that she's not surprised her music-loving daughter responded to one of her favorite songs, but it's still a miracle.
I just want to, this is the opposite side of this. And this is me being the downer.
Yeah.
Are we sure she just was being lazy?
Oh,
she, man. She was being lazy. And
you are fired! She was in a coma, bro!
Are we sure that she was just really good at not responding to anything?
That's called a broma.
A broma?
Yeah. There's like the normal coma when you're in a coma and you don't respond to anything.
Yeah.
And then you have... I am regularly falling to bromas where I'll be on the computer and you try and talk to me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know that one well. Oh, yesterday. Are you kidding me? Standing at the computer. Okay, talk to me. Are you listening to me?
What?
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. What? I'm like, never mind. Don't talk to me.
I was doing logs.
Why did you tell me to talk to you?
Because I had a moment where I thought I could pay attention.
So you have made it possible for me to think that that's what happened to this girl.
I fell into another broma. So what you need to do every single time you're ready to talk to me. Start singing Adele.
Okay.
Rolling in the deep. Can you do that? I just hit myself in the face.
Yeah. I will have to try this one out because
that would be hilarious.
I'm gonna have to.
Hey, Steve-O.
I've had complete conversations with you.
All right, here we go. Just start singing. It'd be hilarious.
I would bring my pitch pipe.
But it's still pretty incredible. Her mom obviously says it's amazing. It's beyond her. Quote, how she's still here is beyond everybody. I was told that she was very lucky to survive. Adele and her representatives haven't yet commented publicly on the heartwarming story because Adele's taking 5 years off and she's selfish. I'm just kidding. anybody would be stoked, I'm sure.
Yeah.
When Adele hears the story.
That is a heartwarming story.
It really, really is.
Yeah, especially since her mom sang it. It wasn't like it came on the radio and they're like, oh, that's our song. And then,
right. Yeah, no. This was Mama Bear singing it and it was just so
Oh, gosh.
It's a good story.
It really was.
And
thank you for sharing. Yeah.
So now we're going to play some Paramore and maybe this will get some other people going because it's time to wake up and get going.
Yeah. Get up.
Static Radio. I'm still fighting it. Caleb, the long walk right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
6:30 now. It is Friday. It's finally here. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Woo!
And probably the most interesting comment ever on Facebook?
Yeah, I think it was in...
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
German?
No, it's Swedish.
Swedish?
Yeah.
Is that Swedish?
Yeah, and he lives in Sweden.
Oh, thank you.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Oh, I see that. I didn't see that at first. Okay. Well, thank you for the comment.
Looks like my friend right there looks like Shannon. But it's not.
It's not.
Yeah. So we got this comment on Facebook, and I had to literally take it into Google and try and have it deciphered, because it was in Swedish.
And we think we understood.
Yeah. I never knew that suck meant sigh.
In Swedish.
In Swedish.
Swedish.
Sigh. So really, that's what you're saying.
Sigh.
Dude, this sighs.
Sigh.
It kind of makes sense.
Kind of.
I don't know. Kind of.
I don't think so, actually.
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
Yeah.
So it's Friday.
It is.
And this morning was a little rough. Get out of bed.
It was.
The morning routine was a little thrown off. What if, is there anything that if this happens... Like, your morning is shot. This is, it's done. It's over. If this happens, my routine is down. It's done.
It, honestly, if the that will happen if I am overly late. Like, if I wake up, if I have to be here at 6 and I wake up at 5:50, it's over.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just, I haven't done anything that I'm supposed to do. I wasn't able to get ready completely because I will still be here by 6 if I wake up at 5:50.
See, that's good. That's called dedication.
Yeah, but I also feel like junk the rest of the day.
No, it's an adventure.
No.
Those are my favorite times when the alarm doesn't go off.
Yeah.
Because you grab your hat and your whip and you swing out the door and all of a sudden you're running down the street and there's a boulder chasing you. That doesn't really happen.
The boulder?
Actually. No, that doesn't.
I remember the boulder in the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. You've ridden the Indiana Jones ride, but you've never seen the movie.
Yeah. It was all a surprise to me. Thank you.
It's kind of depressing.
And that
none of that's in the movie, really.
Really? There's no boulder?
Well, there's a boulder, but it's not.
It's a big round ball.
Yes.
That's what that was.
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then why?
In the very first Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is still probably my favorite movie of all time.
Well,
Number one.
I haven't seen it, and I was really surprised by the ride and how much I loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
See? We're all over the place. I wanted to talk about like morning routines and like depressing things. Like, if this happens in your morning, that's totally shot. 505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way. But we just got off on like the movie tangent. Now, I'm curious, because you haven't seen a lot of movies, and we always get on you about that because you haven't seen some of the greatest films of all time.
And you're always... You and your wife are always promising that I'm going to see these movies, and I still haven't.
I know. Well, it's because you don't have a Blu-ray player.
No.
And so you would actually have to come over, and we'd have to create a movie night, but we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to the movies this evening with my friends, though.
You sure are.
Yeah. Having dude night.
And are you going to have fun?
Now, here's the question. I almost don't know if I should talk about this.
Why?
Okay. Does this ruin things?
Okay.
Okay.
I was curious.
talking to a friend yesterday. Oh, say by the phone. I'm gonna ask this in just a second.
Okay.
Static.
I'm just wondering. So you haven't seen any of the Indiana Jones movies?
I haven't seen any of those. None.
Well, I've seen the Tomb one, the Raiders of the Tomb, Lost Tomb, or something like that. And I've seen the Crystal Skull. I think that the Crystal Skull is just a mock-up of the Raiders of the Tomb.
Yes. Raiders of the Tomb.
Tomb Raiders.
I have not seen any of the newest movie, and it's supposed to be the best movie out right now, is Avengers.
You haven't seen Avengers?
I have not seen Avengers.
Neither have I.
Neither has Mitch.
Well, if y'all ever want to go to the movies here at Clovis with me, I will rent the movie and I will go have a movie night with y'all.
There you go.
I mean, we will be playing that movie over and over again all night. All night. No matter what I'm doing. Listening to y'all.
Right on. Call from Clovis.
Yes. Thank you.
Call from Clovis.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. I think we just got invited to the movies.
I think we did.
Okay. On that. Being invited to the movies.
Yes.
Tonight's bro night, okay?
Right.
It's dude night.
What are you going to wear?
That's absolutely not the question that I was thinking. Because I already know what I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear my butt. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Here's the problem. I was talking to one of the guys that's going, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, da 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 da, and the movies, and we're really amped because, you know, got cool stuff, and we're going to meet, and I'll just grab some food first. Oh, yeah, good night. Woo!
Food, mad night.
Oh, hey, by the way, just so you know, I want you to know that I was at work, and I was talking about what movie we're going to see, and a friend is a really big comic book fan, and they live elsewhere, and they're out here right now, and they're moving away in a couple weeks, and so I thought I'd invite them. It'd be totally cool. No. Like, oh, yeah, totally cool, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're inviting your friend. Why are you playing the ambiguous card with the sex of said friend? Because it was like,
they said they and
all these things, and I'm like, why? Where is this person going with this? Come to find out, he invited a chick to bro night. It's bro night.
My heart sank for you.
But apparently she's really cool and she's like a dude because
like me.
Because she loves like dude.
Oh, that's not like me.
Movies and comics and like stuff that we like, and so
how are you feeling about this?
I don't know.
One, you need to ask that they dress as a man.
No.
Well, because it's bro night, you can't be.
Well, yeah, I know, but that would just be weird and confusing. I don't want them to like change their lifestyle.
A little bit more.
I just want them to like
drastic.
Not be at bro night.
how about you suggest that this guy, even though he's like your bro, but how about you suggest that he sits somewhere else?
No, because he's my bro, and I don't ever see my bro.
Because he brought a girl.
I know. There should be like some sort of. I don't know.
Was this all through text?
No, this was on the phone.
Oh, we should text him.
This is what I said. Oh, okay. And he immediately could tell. So he said, no, dude, totally cool. Totally cool. Her and her husband, super awesome, blah, 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 totally cool, da, 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 totally cool. It's totally cool. No, totally cool. And I was like, oh, okay.
You should say, that's okay, totally cool. Okay, she can come. But what you didn't know about this is that there's assigned seating.
It wasn't Shane. No, it wasn't okay. Shane. No, Shane wouldn't do that because it's bro night.
Why would Shane do that?
Right?
Gosh.
Just saying. So I don't know if there's like some sort of like, well, first of all, there should be a rule, right? If it's bro night, it's bro night.
But if you're going to make rules, you need to state them beforehand.
Yeah.
And I can see that you did not.
I did not state rules because I didn't know. Because it started off, actually, it was like...
Well, this is how...
It was bro date night, because it was just two of us, me and my bro. And then we're like, oh, let's invite some more bros. And that was what was said. Dude night. Let's invite dudes. It's bro night. Right?
Yeah.
And so we invited bros. And so there's a couple extra dudes going.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah, okay.
And then... But then we got the... I got the last invite.
Did you, did they have to sign any contracts saying that they can't bring any girls?
Have to, you're making bro night way too complicated.
Well, now you're going to have to start that, obviously. Because now there's girls coming. And now you might as well bring Chrissy. Because she'll probably enjoy it, too.
No, 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 no. The purpose of bro night is to have bro night.
Right. But now it's not. It's not.
Apparently it still is because this girl is like a bro.
Okay. You call your wife bro.
Yeah. So I don't know. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, this is Taylor in Bertales, New Mexico.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm on a morning commute and I was, to Columbus, and I was listening, and I was something about brother's night and contracts.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
So apparently somebody brought a girl to brother's night.
Yeah.
And I, like, just got in the vehicle, and I heard that. I was like, okay, I might as well call in and give him my 2 cents.
Yeah,
dude.
Because
you like the 2 cents for other people. I'll give you, how about I give you all a story? One time, I was doing about the same thing, but there was, it was kind of like a, we called a brother and I, we just called it like a party with only dudes. We call it a sausage fest. And there's one dude, he brings a chick to the party. And we're like, No. And we all just shake our heads to him, no. While the chick was turning around, like, to look out the door to see who was following her. And it was just funny how, like, she was just all awkward and stuff. And, I mean, it was funny.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, man.
That story.
All right. Thank you. We appreciated it.
I immediately regret talking about this.
As you should.
As I should. I feel like I need to call some bros.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know.
Yeah. The, why don't you deal debacle. With this? I'll be the psychologist.
Ah.
How yeah, do you see, feel no, about that?
How do I feel about it? I feel like it's not bro night.
And
it's
how not, do you feel about it not being bro night?
I don't know. I guess it's cool. I just, you know, wanted time with the bros.
Okay, problem solved.
How's problem solved?
I don't know. I feel like they don't solve any problems anyway.
No, yeah, it's true. This is true. So, all right. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got some Muzak at some point. Ooh, actually, you know what? Before we take a break, can I make you do traffic? Because it's 6:41. That means time for traffic.
Yeah.
All right.
There's stuff going on, so be careful all around.
Yeah, truth.
And I think as soon as this page loads, I can tell you more. And so, yep, here it is. Closed due to road construction, Manal Boulevard at 12th. I've said that for the past 3 weeks.
Yep, write that on your calendar. Because apparently 12th and Manal is just going to be shut for
12th
life.
12th and Manal is always closed. Road construction, right lane closed. U-Bank between Central and I-40, as well as some more construction work. I-40 between Unser and Coors. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic this morning brought to you by Car Crafters. Car Crafters Collision Mechanical Glass, 600 Montagno Road Northeast. Car Crafters, 505-881-8889. That's 505-881-8889 or carcrafters.com. And as I said, coming right back, we got some more music for you. In fact, the brand newest from the Temper Trap is on the way next. Static Radio. Music from the Temper Trap song called I Need Your Love. Good morning.
Good
welcome.
Good morning.
It's the old man. Or it's the old man. Wow. I just said that.
You just said it's M88.
I was wondering. Yeah, I was just about to crack that joke right there.
Yeah.
You're witty. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
On Static Radio.
That is hilarious.
It's old man is not here.
It's like when you run into your ex, my stomach just dropped.
I know that feeling. You start. This is. Oh, you just called man. Me your ex's name.
That's.
How awful is that?
It's pretty awkwardly awful. I apologize. That is incredible. We have to call our friends, by the way. Maybe it's because I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Our friends over at The Edge, because I really do have a question, and you're a lady.
So I don't know
if
I count.
Female, you're a female, so it kind of doesn't count.
No,
you
I
know
agree.
What I'm saying? So we'll give him a call. Calling our friends Buck and Dex, and possibly Matt.
Possibly Matt, most likely yeah, Matt.
Right. If they're there.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, let's be honest.
Do they even work?
I don't know.
Hello?
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 Good morning. Is this the Edge?
The Edge?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Is Mike?
Oh, no, I think you have the wrong number.
Okay, sweet, man. Thanks.
You were on the radio. Sorry about that. Oh, I wish I... Seriously?
Look, I'm not the best phone operator in the world, okay?
Okay.
I just woke a dude up. That's so not cool. I just broke protocol.
You did.
That was not proper protocol.
I didn't know it was protocol.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that.
What is it called if you wake up a girl?
No, it's just protocol because I'm a dude. And I'm a bro. A dude
oh,
bro.
Oh, you're a bro.
A dude bro. I'm a bro. Dude bro.
Man.
So.
Seriously.
So basically what's going on is dude night tonight.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of an unwritten rule that dude night, well, is for dudes. Because
well, when you say the
night.
Name, I'm going to assume it's for dudes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not invited.
Yeah.
Even...
They're not there yet. Yeah, dude. Here's the thing is... It's dude night.
Right.
You would never bring your wife or your girlfriend or whatever.
Or myself.
It's, right. It's dude night. And tonight's dude night, and one of our friends is bringing a lady. To dude night.
But the thing is, she enjoys all of comic books, all the stuff that you guys enjoy, that
but
dudes
so does
enjoy.
My wife. Right. My wife's, you know, she's I was going to say, my wife's like a dude, but she's really not. She just enjoys, like, action movies. Like, for our anniversary, she gets to pick the movie if we go to a movie, you know, and, like, the
That's
last couple
so
have been,
nice.
Like, Max Payne and, like, really awful action movies. I'm like, really? This is what you want to see? Okay. And so she picks the movies, and 9 times out of 10, it's, like, some crazy over the top, you know. So, yeah, my wife's cool, too, but it's dude night, so...
Right.
I feel like that's broken, you know, proper protocol.
Yeah.
Static.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Are you at not work?
fancy hearing your voice.
I'm running a little behind.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I just got a text saying, call us. And so I was going to call.
I'm a little behind. I'm a little curious.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why in the world are you having a nude night?
No, dude night.
Dude.
Oh, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, okay. No, no. Yeah. Dude. We're
freaking me out there.
Sorry. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
Totally.
So,
totally.
What do you guys got planned besides not inviting me?
Oh, just pizza and a movie. Sans now, you, because we're hanging out tomorrow.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone. Pizza and a movie. Guys don't hang out and watch movies. It's lame.
It's an old school black and white movie from 1941.
What's it called?
The Wolfman.
Oh. You should have said, we're going to watch an old movie back from 1941. What's it called? 1941.
Are you writing my jokes?
I am. I'm trying because you guys are so hurting today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Brian.
Well, I'm a little upset right now.
He used to do this to me every day. So... You're a little upset? Why are you upset?
Well, just because someone, I won't say who, my co-host, called me the old man just
now.
I really did.
I really did. It's the first time I've ever done that.
Why didn't you guys go with the old ma'am and the Steve?
Because she's not old.
Younger than
she. She's like at least a decade younger than me.
Oh.
She's a kid.
Man, wow, she's like 3 decades younger than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truth.
That's not a joke.
Yeah, no joke there. So,
however,
you know.
if you'd have been older, that would have been pretty epic.
Huh? Yeah. I'm sorry. I will try and age.
Yeah.
Hey, you keep writing those jokes, Mitch, because Steve-O. I don't know.
I know. I'm hurting.
Yeah, I know.
Martin.
I know.
All right, man.
By the way, real quick, I got to go, but I got to tell you something. I got a job.
Stop it right now.
I'm working, or I will be, at Hot Dog on a Stick.
Oh, man. I got really excited for you.
I really am excited for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dude, those outfits, that's like a life dream of his, actually,
that
is to work
hat.
There.
That
so,
hat. Those hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. I'll send pics.
Yeah. All right, man.
Please do.
Sweet. On a serious note, for about 8 seconds, pray for him. He's actually leaving on Monday, moving to a different state. And not just a different state of mind, like he's actually leaving New Mexico.
He already left a different state.
He's already in a different state of mind. Yes. Uh-huh. Is it a New York state of mind? Mm-hmm. Is it a... No? Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Good morning.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to have Jared from Gosher in this morning.
We are.
We're going to have Yoan from The Guide this morning talking about Brave and the new X-Men comic. We got a lot of stuff going
comic
on.
Comic books.
We'll get to that. Right now, it's Carol Hood. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is still stuff happening. Traffic. There is closed due to road construction on Manal and 12, so stay out of there, I guess. Road construction, right lane closed, Eubank and Central, Eubank between Central and I-40. And that's your look at traffic. There's nothing going on.
Wow, all right.
I'm sorry.
Traffic sponsored by Car Crafters. Car Crafters, Collision Mechanical Glass, 600 Montagna Road Northeast, or 505-881-8889. It's 505-881-8889, carcrafters.com. And, there it is.
Traffic will be better next time.
Yeah.
Even though it's the same information.
Oh, man. It's all good.
It's all good.
I want to talk about something, speaking of traffic. Yesterday, you were watching this story on the news, and you were, like, sobbing. I know.
It was my girl, the girl moment.
Yeah.
I was seriously crying.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but yesterday a bus monitor.
Yes.
80, how old was she?
I can't remember. I thought she was like in her 70s.
60.
Maybe 60s.
A 37-year-old woman.
No, she was definitely.
On a bus in Queens.
She was definitely elderly.
Yeah, she was picked on, and it was filmed. In fact, man, she was on Anderson Cooper yesterday. She was all over the place. She was making the rounds yesterday.
Yep.
The cool part of the story is people saw this, and somebody immediately set up a fund saying, hey, let's help her out. Let's get her on vacation because these kids on the bus, we can't even post a video.
We can't.
Because it is so F-bomb laced by these like 12-year-olds.
It sounded like these kids just learned how to curse and then that they
and
also
they
found
had
out.
To.
They also found out. Okay, well, same thing's going on. Closed due to road construction, Manal Boulevard at 12th. So find an alternate route. Road construction, right lane closed, Eubank between Central and I-40, as well as road construction, I-40 between Unser and Coors, both ways, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Car Crafters. Car Crafters, Collision Mechanical Glass, 600 Montagna Road Northeast. It's 505-881-8889.
Carcrafters.com.
Just going to see what you did if I just stared. Or 505-881-8889. CarCrafters.com. Thanks to those guys for sponsoring our morning show. It's pretty awesome. Pretty excited. Hey, if you'd like to sponsor the morning show, you can do so at 344-9146. That's the phone number. Or give us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. Local businesses, whatevs.
Whatevs, Sue?
Mike. Yeah. Or Sue.
Yeah.
Dude, my wife's uncle... Before we found out what we were having, boy or girl, said, okay, check it out. I'll bet you it's not a, it's a boy. I know it's a boy. And we're like, no, I think it's a girl. I don't know. If it's a boy or if it's a girl, I'll give you guys $500 because I know it's a boy. And I'm like, wow, I can't wait for that to come out as a girl. Oh, it's a boy.
Dang it.
And this last week he said, okay, I don't know if he's just trying to give us $500. He said, all right, I'll give you $500 if you name him Sue. There's no way.
No.
Yeah. There's no way.
What if you...
Because we've been talking about bullies.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. That would a surefire way to get your kid beat up right there.
Sue, like even like a middle name that is girly, like they're gonna get questions.
Yeah, well, I was talking last night about like wanting to like have a name that means something or to, you know, honor a dear bro, a good friend, and this person's nickname was Bella.
Oh.
As a dude.
Yeah.
And my wife stared at me and said, "Really? Bella?" I'm like, Bella Lugosi. Dracula. It's Bella Lugosi.
Bella.
Hello. Obviously. B-E-L-A. Bella. Stupid Twilight.
Yeah. Nope. Twilight ruined it.
Did Twilight really ruin it, though? Or was it always just kind of a girl name?
Well,
Bella.
It's always been a girl name.
Unless you're Italian.
Exactly. It's
Bella Lugosi.
Yeah.
Ah.
Bella.
Bella Lugosi. That's, yeah. So no.
You couldn't do that.
Boy names are hard. This is not my favorite.
There's a lot to choose from.
It's just nothing great, though. You know what I mean?
Even I have this feeling that even if you name your child something else, you're just going to call him Brody.
Probably.
Brody.
Come here, Brody. Little Brody. Chrissy says I just need to get another dog. Name the dog Brody.
I don't think you can handle
that. Because
then I'll
be stoked. I can't. I can barely handle Indiana Jones. He's enough work for me.
What? So. He's not even that crazy.
He's a little intense sometimes.
Okay.
He just constantly licks. Ugh. Like, I'll be sitting up, and he always wants to be near me. So, like, if I'm rocking shorts or something, he'll lick my knee.
That's him getting
my
your attention.
Foot, and I'm like, ugh, it's hot.
Dude, and that's going to cool you
me.
Off.
That is disgusting.
It's going to cool you off.
It's gross, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
You're actually thanking him because he's
I'm
cooling you off.
Thanking him.
Thanking him.
That's right.
Dang
so I'm bullying you, by the way. You say thank.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, rude. And it's something I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life.
Yeah, well, this six-year-old boy we've been talking about, he's going to have to deal with this for the rest of his life. He was bullying classmates, and the teacher got fed up, didn't know how to handle it, went to a more experienced teacher. And so her solution was line the kid up in front of the classroom and let all the kids take shots at him. And by that, I mean they literally lined him up and let the class hit him. The official report says the teacher demanded the children, quote, hit him and hit him harder. So kid was struck by 7 or 8 students before another teacher jumped in and said, "What is wrong with you?"
Yeah.
But is something wrong with her? Facebook.com/mystaticradio or of course 505-338-3700. A teacher ordered a bully beat down, basically.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about that?
Jonathan on Facebook says bullying the bully doesn't work. It'll just lead to further insecurity and that the kid will offset for even worse behavior.
Quite possibly true, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Ty says, I'm not saying it's justified, but the bully might think twice before pushing another kid around. And I don't think he will.
Oh, yeah.
Because when an adult is not looking, he might just do it anyway.
Who knows, man? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that kid is ruined. TJ says, what these six-year-olds should have done is form an underground militia, waiting for the opportune moment in the cafeteria to make their assault, surrounding the bully, then hurling their Monday menu at the unsuspecting poop face bully.
I love that.
Death by mystery meat. Problem solved.
There you go. So that's kind of putting it back in the kids' hands. Hey,
kids' hands.
Handle your biz.
Yeah. Be assertive.
There, Static.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Are you guys still talking about the bullies?
Talking about the bully beatdown.
All right. So, I'm not condoning her. I'm not sure if it's a her or him.
Yeah, it was a her.
Her behavior by any stretch of the means, but if I'm not mistaken, I think that Texas actually is the only state that still allows, like, corporal punishment in classrooms.
Oh, wow.
So I think, like, that's maybe where she got the idea, not necessarily that it's right, but that where she would think, like, oh, well, this seems like a good idea to teach this kid a lesson.
And it wasn't San Antonio, Tejas, so.
Exactly.
There you go, man.
Like I said, I think it's a really, really bad idea. I don't think that kid is going to have some problems, but I mean, like, I don't know if she technically did anything illegal or not, but I think you need, like, parents, like, consent or something before that happens.
Yeah. True story. Okay. All right, man.
Thanks
for the call.
Have a good one.
You too. Yeah. I don't know if what states allow spanking in public schools. There, look at that right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Google, you're the best. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Six-year-old kid lined up in front of the classroom, and the kids basically took shots at him.
Wow, there's quite a few
literally.
States.
Really?
Yeah, Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, New Mexico! North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas.
Wow, so, dude. The number of students that got hit last year was 223,000 kids.
Yep, and that's only 0.46% of the students, so wow. It's okay.
Dude, I want to see like where it's the worst. You got, of course, Texas.
Texas is the worst, with topping out 49,197 students that were recorded. Let's make that one clear, dude, which is a whole 1.1%.
I'm telling you, technology and the internet, we're like, I wonder this. Bam!
There it
What's
is.
What's up? Number of students that were hit last year but by their teachers.
But if you want to go for the highest percentage of students, Alabama, 33,716 students were hit last year by their teachers or...
The Velvet Team. Song called No Star.
It does never stop.
Yeah, there Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah, hey, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, sorry.
Welcome to... Why are you sorry?
Because I forgot to say... I wanted to say in the morning, but I second-guessed myself.
That's totally cool.
No!
No, not
it's
totally
unacceptable.
Cool.
Unacceptable.
You know what's unacceptable? What? A teacher lining up a bully in front of the classroom and telling the kids in the class, hey, kids, here's your shot.
Literally.
Hit me with your best shot! Go!
No!
No?
It was a good try.
Okay. My voice isn't what it used to be. I feel like we used to have that song. That'd be awesome. Anyways, a bully in San Antonio, Texas, a six-year-old, by the way.
A six-year-old bully.
In kindergarten. Was bullying his friends, and a teacher didn't know how to handle it, so she went to a more experienced teacher for the solution. And the older teacher said, I've got it. Sat the kid down in front of the classroom and had everybody else stand in line, and they got to pound on him, basically. Only six or seven students hit him. Only.
Only.
Until a rational teacher jumped in and stopped the scene. I shouldn't say that. I want to know people's thoughts, because it's kind of 50-50 on Facebook, right?
I'm kind of on the fence about the teachers, honestly, because one teacher went to an older and more experienced teacher and then let her do whatever she wanted.
I don't know. So yeah. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You actually posted the story from ABC News.
I did.
So, but what are your thoughts? Let us know. Yep. What do we got?
Let's see. Paula says, hopefully they punch the teacher too. Such a horrible idea. What was she thinking?
Right.
TG says, thanks to the educational system, teachers are nothing more than glorified babysitters. Spank the parents?
Dude, you know what? That could be the best comment we've gotten all morning. I couldn't find my sound effects. There it is.
Get used to that.
Static.
Shalom in the morning.
Shalom.
What's cracking, guys?
Oh, you know, just talking about awful parenting.
Skulls.
Yeah.
Talking about six-year-old bullies. What the heck? Check it out. This teacher, the more experienced one, I think he or she probably has a kindergarten fight club.
Yeah.
And I think what he's doing is he's just training the bullies, so he's going to, you know, get them under his wing a little later on in maybe first, second grade.
Dude, it's crazy. The teacher's quoted as saying, hit him and hit him harder. So she was, like, into it.
You know, as a parent, I mean, if my kid was the bully at that age, I understand it's the kids are a reflection of the parents, but I would be pissed off at that teacher.
Right?
Dude, I would want to smash him. You know what I mean?
Like, see, that's my thing. That's my kid is 6 years old. My little dude Luke is six, and I couldn't fathom him bullying anybody, because he's like super timid. Like, I'm just. And two, if he were the bully, I would expect the teacher to tell me, because I'll freaking take care of the situation. That kid will not be a bully. But that's my job as a parent. And if a teacher lined up a bunch of students in front of my kid and then told them to take shots at my kid,
wow.
Oh man. I would want to line up both of those teachers and then let me take shots back.
Yep.
I'm just being honest.
It's true.
That teacher should be fired, and he should never be, or she should never be allowed to teach anymore.
That's what happened. The teacher was fired, and the mom says, that's not good enough. I want her certificate taken away. I do not want her to be able to teach in another school system. So
I agree.
Yeah, there it is. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, later. Love you guys.
All right, love you too, bro. Bull boy from Cruises right there.
Yep. Bethany says, isn't that the same thing as bullying?
Right.
I mean, there are other ways to discipline a child, but teaching the other children to do exactly what the bully was doing doesn't help the situation.
Which is difficult because there's that line, because now you're getting into also territory of parenting and spanking. Because by doing something wrong, you're spanking your child. I don't know. And there's a difference, obviously, to me, because I'm a dad who owns a belt.
Yeah.
But, 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to chime in. I've got the solution. Guns for hands! I don't even know what that means.
It's like Edward really Scissorhands, but with guns.
About. Yeah. So, 21 Pilots. These guys are amazing.
Tell us what it's about.
It's about having guns for hands.
Oh.
Because it's like, I have no idea,
like,
to be honest. I'm not a poet, bro. Ooh.
Yeah. Vash.
Steve and Mitch. Static Radio. Blindside. Song called Withering right here on Static Radio. I feel out of breath all
Me
of
too.
A sudden. So, hey. Just went and walked to SoPo.
I know. That is our exercise for the day.
Whew.
Yeah, I definitely feel winded after that as well.
So here's a question then.
Okay.
Because we're, let's be honest.
Yeah.
We kind of suck at, like, working out and stuff. We're both kind of skinny fat. Can I say that? Because you're a chick. Are you going to freak out on that?
No, okay. I'm skinny fat.
Okay.
I can't run, like, one block without being like,
okay.
Oh, it's good for the day.
I'm here.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Yep. So I don't know how I feel about this then, because as a skinny fat person, this kind of bums me out. Gyms, which obviously I'm not a gym person then.
Nope, me either.
Nor are you, but... apparently, a Canadian gym has banned all skinny people.
What?
Yeah, from said gym.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently, gyms, you know, they're expensive. Let's be completely honest. That's one of the thousands of reasons why I don't go to a gym, because it's really expensive, and it's usually like super muscle dudes like, hey, scrawny dude of doom, check it out, bro. And everybody's like kind of making fun, and it's like, do you need a spotter? Like, I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that is.
No thanks. I'm cool. So, apparently... I know nothing about this, but if your gym has too many of those people, like slim, fit, you know,
like you
skinny,
don't look like you should healthy need to go to the gym
people or something. I guess other people don't want to go. Plus size is what they say in the article. But for gym goers, a plethora of thin, peppy gym rats can prove to be too big of an obstacle to overcome. That's why Body Exchange, it's a Vancouver-based gym, they made a business move that, I gotta be honest, is kind of freaking me out, but they banned skinny people from all of their establishments.
Whoa.
In the hopes of fostering a friendly workout environment for primarily plus-size clientele. But see, that sucks, because I feel like I would totally be stoked to go to one of those gyms, because there wouldn't be those super fit dudes making fun or making me feel like I suck as a human because I'm skinny as a rail and like, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. I don't like going to the gym because I don't know what to do on half of that equipment.
Apparently, this isn't the only gym to launch a weight-based policy. According to the New York Daily News, similar rules exist at gyms like Buddha Body in New York City and Downsize Fitness, which they have branches... pretty much all over. Wow, it's crazy. Marty Wolf, a former competitor on The Biggest Loser, owns these.
Yeah.
I guess I never watched The Biggest. He owns and operates Square One in Omaha, Nebraska, which caters to people who aim to lose 50 pounds or more. So basically it's like, all right, these are for people who have this goal, and this is for the biggins.
Yeah.
Now here's the big question, though. What happens when you go to the gym regularly and you're stoked because you don't have to deal with all these crazy people?
You get comfortable.
And you start working out daily and you get healthy. And then all of a sudden, you are one of those people.
And you're like skinny, but you're fit skinny.
Right. Do they get banned then? Like,
right?
I've been here since I was a big guy. You can't kick me out. It's me.
It's me.
I'm one of you.
Remember?
No, you're not. You're making me feel bad because you're actually fit now.
I feel like this is the opposite of Survivor.
Right. So really, because will that cause him to lose business if people start getting fit? Because then they're breaking the rules, because then they'd be allowing not plus size people into the... I'm confused.
Yeah, no, me too.
I'm so confused. But a plus size friendly gym is wanting to ban skinny people. And yeah.
I mean, how do you... Like, literally, I think that'll help them lose... That'll make them lose business, because I need to go to the gym. I don't want to pay for the gym, but I need to, because I can't run. I can't lift anything. Like, we're talking about...
I can't lift anything.
Yeah. There's been times where I'm like, I'll be trying and be like, it's okay. Just let me do it. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's funny because we've been talking about bullies all morning, yeah. And that's kind of the bully place for me. Like, that's one reason why I don't want to go to the gym. I had a weights class in high school. Yeah. Lifting weights and fitness training and stuff. And I totally was doing some vertical press of doom, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And went and lifted it. And my right arm was, yeah, and my left arm was, no. And it fell off the bar and everything crashed to the floor and everybody stared and, good job, idiot. Yeah. And it was like, cool.
And they clapped for you. And
I'm never lifting a weight ever again. For the rest of my life.
It's
sweet.
Over.
Thanks. So, Static.
If everybody's big, then where's the motivation?
That's another good one.
Glad you said that.
Because if everybody's chubs, then they're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, when I'm at the gym, I'm like, look at that chick. That's my goal. And then I start working out a little harder.
When you can go, though, my love, when you can go.
Yeah, this
is,
I know.
This is my beautiful wife, by the way. Who's pregnant and shouldn't be going to gyms anyways? Because let's be honest. You're pregnant. Can
Let's
you work out when you,
yeah.
Yeah, when you have a baby
yeah,
all up
you
in
can.
You? It's like a disco.
A baby all up in you?
Yeah, it's like a disco thing going on inside. My poor child's like,
the key is, though, you have to have already been going to the gym to continue going to the gym.
Ah, truth.
You can't start a big exercise load when you're pregnant.
That makes sense.
See?
So I
can, like, walk to the mailbox and back, which is my normal exercise routine.
Yeah. See, that's a good thing. Our mailbox is at least 18 feet from our front door.
There
so,
you go.
You know?
Every day, twice
saying.
A day.
I'm just saying.
Just to make sure.
So, yeah. Hey, honey, you don't have to go get some Prego pants. You don't have to use the fun.
Oh, my gosh.
She texted me earlier. Am I going to be in trouble later? I'm sorry. I'm just, you know,
no, taking I'm care of two things at once. I'm using rubber bands.
Go buy some Prego pants, honey.
I use rubber bands like once a month. Don't worry. Like, oh, these aren't fitting, and I'm not going to go buy pants.
Wow,
so.
This totally just got S-Fest 2012. All right. Featuring. Yeah, sorry. We'll play some Paula Cole next along with some Sarah McLachlan for you.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about chick pants.
Some Tori Amos.
Yeah. So, all right.
All right.
I love you.
Love you too.
All right. It's my lady.
Yeah.
She's pretty rad.
Yeah.
Dig that one.
Good.
She's good. She's good people.
She's a good one.
Yep. Hey, traffic. You ready?
No.
All right, it's time.
There's stuff going on. Closed due to road construction, Manal Boulevard at 12, so don't go there. There's also more road construction, right lane closed, Eubank between Central and I-40, and then construction both ways on I-40 between Unser and Coors, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Car Crafters, collision, mechanical,
and glass.
Hey, good job. Thank you. 600 Montano Road Northeast.
505-881-8889.
That's 505-881-8889.
www.carcrafters.com.
Yeah, we're like the Beastie Boys. That's how we do. Coming right back, we got Jared from Gozier. Local show, and it's free this Sunday night. We'll talk about that next. Right now, it's Emery. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Emery Rock and Roll, right here on Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the show, and welcoming into the show, our dear friend Jared from Gozier.
Good morning.
What is up? How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yeah? I guess I could have given you the...
Oh, thanks. I love that sound effect.
Yeah?
That's yours right now.
We've been creating sound effects right now. Huh? Oh, fail. I hate this thing. This computer sucks.
You
fired.
It.
Fired. Fired. So, Jared.
Yes.
How's it going, buddy?
It's going well. I'm just hanging out. I see your awesome drink. What is that?
This is the Captain Americano.
The Captain Americano.
Mm-hmm.
Do you name these?
I do.
He confuses all of the staff.
I confuse the staff because I come up with a new drink pretty much every week. Because this morning I was saying, I kind of want to do a Captain Americano with a splash of vanilla, but then it won't be the Captain Americano because it'll have vanilla in it. Therefore, this must be called the Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice. It's an iced Americano
with vanilla in it, therefore vanilla ice. Dude, are you kidding me? And every time you make it, you have to
go ding 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 ding
every time.
With a ch.
That's great.
With a ch. Yeah. Because if not, it's Queen under pressure, and that's not the same song. So anyways.
Yeah.
Jared from Gozier and also from the coolest worship team in the universe.
Yes. Yes.
That would be the Remedy worship team.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Their guitar player is amazing.
Don't say that
about Rick. He's a good guy. See what I did there?
Yeah.
I was talking about me.
Yeah.
And then he went out.
No, I got it.
Show this Sunday night, actually.
Yeah, at the Lobo Theater. It's going to be good.
Now, your last show, let's be completely honest. Last show.
What?
Didn't go as well as you wanted it to.
You know what? We had a great time at Battle of the Bands.
It was
a great show.
I heard it was a fantastic show. I just wasn't there. But you didn't win.
Yeah, why weren't you there?
The I was in Denver.
Yeah.
I had plans already.
Why
my
did
family
you
comes
not,
first.
Okay, good. I'm all right.
I can make a list of things.
Dude, we had a great time and it was fun. It was actually our first show with our new lineup, you know,
nice.
Our two other guitarists,
yeah.
Josh and Greg. They've been doing great. Playing with us, so we had a great time, and it was fierce competition, man. Shout the Truth and Hidden by the Light. All those bands were totally great, and I had a chance to talk to at least one person from every band there.
That's cool.
They were just awesome. I had a great time.
I'm stoked on this new network that we're kind of just piecing together, but locals. Locals do rule here at Static Radio. So, your band Gozier is playing this Sunday night, 6 p.m. at the Lobo Theater.
Yes, sir. That's right.
It's the locals only indie show, right?
Yes. Locals only indie show Sunday at 6.
Yeah, that's right. At Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater, along with, Satellite Sonata. Shekinah's playing.
Shekinah.
Yeah.
Good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be
love
great.
Love those guys. So, So, what else is up with Gozier?
Oh, man. We got a crazy, busy summer after this show. Actually, we are hitting the road. We're going to be doing a summer youth camp down at Inlow Bible Ranch. So we're doing that, then we're coming back, and then we have a show at the Gasworks, I believe, after that.
So are you going to be here on Sunday?
I am going to be here on Sunday.
Next Sunday?
Oh yeah.
And the Sunday after that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're
I'm not leaving you guys.
Part of the worship team, bro. You can't roll out.
Yeah.
I'm saying?
No, it's okay. I'm here for you guys too.
Okay.
So
that's good.
I'm multitasking.
You guys just do fly dates. And then you can fly out and do shows, and then you'll fly back.
We don't
home.
Have the money for that.
Yeah. Well, normally when you get big, they pay you to do stuff like that.
So that's why we got to do the little stuff first.
There
right?
you go. Right. Okay. So, where can people find more information about Gozier, man?
Facebook.com/Gozier Music, GOZURMUSIC.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong yesterday.
Oh, okay.
GOZER. You know, who are you?
That's funny because a lot of people think it's Gozier, and I just want to put it out right. You know, it's a last name of our lead singer. Her name is Amanda Gozier. She's amazing.
Which is not that bad if people think it's Gozier, though, because that's from Ghostbusters.
Well, and see, that's the thing.
And that's kind of cool.
We kind of want to learn the theme song to Ghostbusters, and then that's when we have a, you know, platform to say, hey, by the way, it's not Gozier, it's Gozier, but that's okay.
Yeah, but then you're confusing them more because then you're using
the
Ghostbusters song and they're tying it together.
You know, I just wanted an excuse to play the Ghostbusters song.
At least you're admitting it.
Yeah, truth. So, very, very cool. Well, it's a free show, and it's going down this Sunday night.
Yeah, everyone come out.
Yeah, Lobo Theater, and it's free.
Yes.
It's a free
show.
And
free pizza, which is amazing.
What?
Free.
Yes.
See, Albuquerque's best artist, free pizza and beverages and, you know, a message as well.
Yeah. See,
so
that's super fresh. This Sunday night, 6 to 8 at the at Calvary Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater. And it's Satellite Sonata. It's Shekinah. And it's Gozier. And it's free. And now that I know there's pizza, I will totally be there.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Pizza.
I actually will be at Shock Therapy Live.
Well, that's okay. No one listens to that show.
they do things on Sunday nights all the time, and I miss out on all the cool stuff because I'm doing a show. So, anyways.
The best hour of your work week show.
Best hour? That's true. It's my favorite show I'm a part of. So, you know, I'm just saying. Yeah. Just saying. Hey, if you're a local artist and you want to get involved with Static Radio, it's very, very easy. MyStaticRadio.com. There's a Locals Rule tab. You can check that out. You can shoot us your music. And if it's good, we're going to play it. Actually, if it's not good, we're also going to play it so we can make fun. So, have thick skin.
Yes. Or just send us good stuff.
Truth be told, we love it. And so I love these Locals shows that we're doing. The Battle of the Bands was awesome.
It was epic. I really enjoyed it. Although I will say, and I've said it before, I was Paula Abdul. I had no idea what I was doing on that panel. You were supposed to be there, so I was there in your place.
I know. True.
So she did a great job.
Like, you guys look really good on stage. I like your song.
Yeah. Dude, you're the mom.
Yeah.
You but sound great, honey. You should try out for American Idol. You're amazing.
By the end of it, I was getting the flow of it. So Gozier got a little bit of what I thought.
But see, now Mitch went before Spoken, though. So she was, you know, bringing all the positives. And then Matt from Spoken just kind of...
I hear he was Simon. That's what I hear. He was Simon Cowell.
No, so. great criticism.
Was it? Yeah. Was it constructive? Did
absolutely.
Did you learn?
Oh, yeah. We brought a lot of, we had a lot of things that we knew that we could work on after.
Cool.
And here's the thing. I love hearing stuff like that because a lot of times people are torn down when they send in local music on New Music Tuesday. Let's be honest.
My song wasn't perfect.
Our listeners are brutal. And so some of the comments on Facebook are like, whoa, dude. But a lot of the ones that are constructive, I love your attitude, man, because you just have this amazing positive attitude of, okay,
which
cool, man,
so cool.
We're going to work on that. We're going to change that. We're going to do this. And
that's what you have to do, though.
Yeah,
you know, you just gotta keep going. You know, with God has given us great opportunities to do what we love and play music, and
that's what's gonna happen.
So
got a lot of stuff lined up.
We're not gonna quit.
So. All right, this Sunday night, 6 p.m. free show at the Lobo Theater. It's the Locals only indie show. You can catch all the details at mystaticradio.com or at calvaryabq.org. There's a ton of websites you can go to.
Yeah,
basically this Sunday, 6 o'clock. Don't miss out. Satellite Sonata, Shekinah and Gozier, and thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, thanks. All appreciate
right.
it.
And right now, we actually have some Gozier.
Yeah.
Song called Can't Keep Quiet. It's Static.
Locals Rule on Static Radio. Got a band? Want some airplay? Submit now under the Locals Rule section at mystaticradio.com.
There it is. All the details for you locals. Mystaticradio.com. And welcoming into studio, one of my favorite moments of the week, because I get to nerd out.
Lego Superman?
Yeah.
Is that who you're welcoming
into the
studio?
That's who I'm welcoming in the studio.
We need to get a Lego Superman figure to have in here.
Agree. And I have one at home. I'll have to bring it in.
Really? You have one?
I do have one. Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yo, from the guide, welcome to the show, my friend. Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
Dude, it's going.
Yeah.
And lots of stuff this week. It is Friday, which means it is time for our guide update. And, you're just the man to do it.
Hey, it's been another busy week. There's been a lot going on. Just last night, in fact, Nintendo announced a new 3DS.
Really?
Yeah, the 3DS XL.
Ah!
90% larger than the previous one, so much bigger screens is basically what that translates into to play your games on. The interesting thing about it, though, that has a lot of people crying foul is no second circle pad, which everyone thought would be a part of a 3DS redesign.
Yeah, right. That's like super important, huh?
Yeah, that's what everybody wanted. Nintendo's kind of hedging. It's like, no, we're not doing a redesign, blah, blah, blah. Of course, they were lying. And then they introduced the 3DS XL, but no second circle pad. And so a lot of people are like, why?
Yeah,
why would you do that?
Yeah.
So... It was an interesting revelation last night from Nintendo. That happened just last night. That's on top of everything else that's been going on this week.
Yeah, Brave releases today.
Pixar movie, and it's getting so-so reviews. It's going to come in number one at the box office.
Of course it is, because it's Pixar.
It is Pixar. I don't know if it's going to be as successful as some of their past films, but it's going to be a success regardless.
Can I give your opinion summed up in a sound effect?
Meh. I wouldn't quite go that far.
What about
like here's the thing. I thought the movie was disappointing. But
right.
part of that is Pixar sets the bar so high.
They really right. do.
You right. have high expectations for Pixar. So when they crank out something that's average, and don't hear me wrong, it's a decent movie.
Yeah.
It's enjoyable. I enjoyed it. It's good. It was disappointing for Pixar.
It took them 3 years to do the technology just for her hair.
Oh, man.
Her hair? What was so special about her hair?
Every single lock of her hair, they had to create like two different new technologies that cost them, was it millions?
Yeah.
It cost them millions.
For her hair?
For yeah. her hair.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, Pixar is the best at their craft.
Right.
So it is a gorgeous movie to look at. It is sumptuous in its visuals as it, you know, goes over the Scottish Highlands and the moors and the lochs
yeah.
and the forests. I mean, it looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And in 3D even, it still looks pretty good. Although with the castle interiors, which are kind of dark anyway.
Yeah.
Wearing 3D glasses make them even darker. So that was kind of tough. But, and then the music is absolutely gorgeous.
Okay.
So visually and audibly, it's a gorgeous movie. The plot is the pretty average plot. And my biggest problem with it, a lot of people are talking, no, it's a great exploration of, you know, the relationship between mothers and daughters. I'm like, okay, yeah. Except the daughter doesn't really have to change. She gets her way in the end. And it's the mom who does all the compromising.
Right.
Now, she admits, the daughter admits that she was wrong in some points. But I don't really see her, I don't see her change. You
know, right.
You hear her say, my kids do that all the time. Oh,
right.
I'm really sorry about
right.
that. But I don't see them change.
Right.
You know? And so, like, I'm watching this movie and having daughters myself. I'm like, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I want to see that she's actually learned a lesson. You
right,
know?
Right.
I don't see that she's actually learned anything from this. I know she said she was sorry. So, I don't know. I was a little bit more cynical about it, maybe because I have daughters myself, and I'm like, I know how that goes.
Okay.
They cry and they sincerely think that they're sorry, and then the next day they go out and do the exact same thing again
right.
because they got their way.
Right. I must admit, her hair is pretty intense. I guess I've never looked at her hair.
Oh, yeah. Her hair is amazing. The way it flows and moves in the movie, it's unbelievable that they could come up with the technology to do that with a computer.
Yeah.
You know, it's absolutely unbelievable. And the other interesting thing about Brave is there's a little bit more risque humor than usual from Pixar, which I thought was, you know,
nothing, kind of a bummer.
Nothing offensive, nothing really egregious, but you're just kind of like, you know, that's not usually part of Pixar's mm-hmm. repertoire. That's kind of interesting. Did I giggle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I giggled, but I'm still thinking, that's kind of weird.
Right.
But, you know, the interesting thing is the movie talks about fate, and it talks about, can we choose our fate, or is our fate chosen for us? And I was thinking about how so many people get upset. It's like, well, I can never believe in a God who sends people to hell. He condemns their fate to hell.
Right.
And so in our review, we talk about, no, actually, God's the one who gave us a choice when it comes to fate. We didn't have a choice.
Right.
Our fate was predetermined. Sealed, done deal.
Yeah.
God came along, Jesus Christ died on the cross, rose from the dead. Suddenly, we have a choice for our fate.
Yeah, before Christ came, it was, hey man, the wages of sin is death.
It's over.
You're born into sin.
Yeah.
We all lack the capacity to attain
exactly.
God, to get anywhere near him because he's holy and righteous and we suck. The end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But God loved us too much to let it be the end. And
right.
so he actually gave us a choice. There wasn't a choice.
He changed our fate.
He changed our fate.
Yeah.
Well, he changed our fate and then gave us the options. Like, if you want your fate changed,
well, hey, if you want
you
it.
Can
yeah.
have it.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to go to hell. I won't stop you.
Right.
It's going to break my heart, but I won't stop you. So, you know, it provided an opportunity to talk about some interesting things with our kids of ours. First of all, respecting your mother. And second of all, knowing that you can choose your fate. So you can read the full review of Brave, which I thought was disappointing. And
okay.
don't hear me wrong, it's not a bad movie.
Right.
It's just disappointing.
Yeah.
But the full review at GameMovieGuide.com.
Now, speaking of disappointing, this has been a very big week in comic books. I was at Astro Zombies this week and walked in, and one of the first things that was put in my face was Astonishing X-Men number 51. Dude, it's groundbreaking. I have a couple copies. Do you want one?
Yeah.
And I looked at him and said, do you know who I am? And everybody kind of giggled, and I'm like, no, really, I don't. Because, I mean, I have Magneto on my cell phone. I'm the X-Men is, growing up, it was X-Men, X-Force, New Mutants.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the X-Men, specifically, you know, Marvel. I love that. That's what I grew up reading. But no, I didn't read the story arc, and no, I didn't want to buy it. Let's talk a little bit about Astonishing X-Men number 51.
So,
which
Astonishing
came out this week.
X-Men number 51.
And why is it a big deal?
Here's the the funny thing about this, okay? First of all, Earth 2 came out just recently. Everyone made a big deal. It's like, what? Green Lantern's gay? How is that possible? And like this media explosion.
I'm wearing my t-shirt under my hoodie.
Over all that.
Like, I don't want anybody to know that I'm wearing my
So a lot of people were really like upset or excited, you know, whatever side of this year they're on. And then the funny thing is here in Astonishing X-Men number 51, you have a gay marriage.
Right.
Which isn't generating hardly any buzz at all, which I thought was kind of interesting seeing how gay marriage is like a big deal because of the president's endorsement of, well, actually, I think it's not such a bad idea after all.
Right.
You know, reversing his policy. And so you have a gay marriage in Astonishing X-Men number 51, but it's not generating nearly as much controversy.
Right.
I haven't seen as much digital ink on it as I did about the Green
Lantern
thing.
I've seen next to nothing on
it. Which I thought was very, very strange. And, you know, I was talking with some people and they're like, you know, it's great because it's really well done. It's exquisitely done. It's you know,
it's beautiful.
And here's what I'll say. I agree. It was well done, and it is beautiful. But you know what? It's still wrong.
Right.
And one of the things I talk about in my review is like, just because something is beautiful,
it doesn't make it okay. They did it so eloquently, and the story was done so well that it just you can't help but be stoked and be because it just makes you feel so happy.
I understand that. I understand
that's
that.
That's what I heard.
But
yeah,
that doesn't make it right.
Right.
You know, like Satan was the most beautiful of God's angels. I find it. I don't think there's anyone out there who'd say, well, he's good because he's beautiful.
Right.
Right.
Beauty doesn't make something okay. Just right. because it makes you feel good doesn't make it right. And that's the whole issue here. A lot of people are like, but they did it so well. It's like, yeah, I'll even confess that. It was well done.
Right.
I thought it was well written. I thought it was well portrayed. I still think it's wrong.
Right.
And I don't think that because it's my opinion. I think that because there's a moral authority above me. Beyond me that established that
right.
And I don't have the right to meddle with this whole issue of marriage because I didn't come up with it.
Right.
None of us did. Mm-hmm. God came up with marriage. He set the rules for it. We can't have the right to go in there. It's like, well, actually, I think we're going to change that because it just doesn't conform to my opinions now. It's like, it's not up to us to do that.
Which
we didn't
exactly
create it to begin
DC
with.
DC and Marvel did.
Yeah. It's not our thing to meddle with.
Right.
God created it. He set the rules. It's not up to us to change it just because it makes us feel good and we think it's beautiful. But
right.
It's beautiful if we do it this way. Okay, maybe. It breaks the rules. It's still wrong.
Right.
And the interesting thing about the issue of Astonishing X-Men number 51, and I really appreciated this, is they do have a few scenes where there are some characters who say, I don't think I'm comfortable with this.
No,
which I thought was, you know, good. That they put that in there, and they allowed a few characters to actually express some reservations with this whole idea.
Yeah.
Granted, they didn't have a lot of space in there, but still, I thought it was at least worth... Because you didn't see that in Earth 2.
You really
didn't.
There
wasn't anyone in Earth 2 who said, I'm not comfortable
all
with that.
All you saw was, your boyfriend Sam's here to see you. Sweet. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and here you have a few characters saying, you know, I don't know how my grandpa would feel about this. And one person said... I'm sorry, I'm not coming to your wedding.
Wow.
You know, and so I appreciated that they're at least honest enough to express that there are people who won't be okay with that. And even in the comic book world, where often it's this fantasy land of forward thinking and everybody's okay with it.
Right. I was reading this article. I'm not comic book nerd.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're just joining us, Steve-O and Mitch hanging with Yo from The Guide talking about Astonishing X-Men number 51 came out this last Wednesday, and two X-Men, or North Star is an X-Men, and his boyfriend Kyle.
Who's just a normal guy.
Yeah, normal.
You can tell by his name.
Kyle.
right.
I now pronounce you North Star.
And Kyle. And so North Star and Kyle, two dudes, got married. It was the first time that this happened in a Marvel comic book. And it didn't really get a lot of headlines that I was expecting. So
what were you saying?
Yeah, I didn't find out about this, but I was reading an article where they're trying to make it, or the comic books are, we can relate to them. Like, everything that's happening in our world can also happen in their world. So it makes sense that there's people that are like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad they put that in there. You know, the funny thing about all this, and I don't know how other people are going to feel, I mentioned this in my review, I find it interesting that, you know, one of the big things with the DC Comics New 52 that a lot of people were upset about is the way it portrayed women and relationships in general. Because it was all about sex.
Yeah.
You didn't need commitment. You didn't need romance.
Right.
You didn't need love. If you thought she was hot, you slept with her. And then you just moved on. It was like shaking hands. No big deal. It's a little activity to pass the time. that's what relationships are like for heterosexual couples. But for the way they wrote the homosexual couples, including Alan Scott and these guys, they express deep commitment. Mm-hmm. They express devotion. They express love in a pure form, I guess you could say.
Right.
It wasn't about just the physical contact. It wasn't about making themselves feel good. It wasn't about having a good time. They wanted to be with each other, support each other. And I thought it was really
interesting for life.
And I thought it was really interesting. Like, why are we writing these couples that way? But when it comes to hetero straight couples, it's all about just having a good time.
Well, yeah, you even look at Superman. They dissolved the marriage between Clark Kent and Lois Lane because they said, well, I mean, we got to be more modern. Yeah. That doesn't really work in this day and age. Peter Parker and Spider-Man, they split them apart as well, and they don't need to be married anymore.
No, Mary Jane and Peter, they don't need to be. No one's interested in marriage unless you're gay.
In which case,
marriage is very important,
right?
And you will be committed for an entire lifetime.
That's exactly the commentary that's happening in the comic world right now.
Yeah,
so
I think it's wrong.
And in real life.
What do you mean?
I know.
This is real life, okay?
Oh, Mitch? Yeah, that's right. Continuing with real life then. here at Calvary, Skip is going through a series, Keep Calm and Marry On.
Right.
And one of the statistics he said, I can't remember the percentage, but a high percentage of people are just choosing to not get married anymore.
Right.
Which is why his series is called Keep Calm and Marry On. Like, it's going to work out. Like, we have God on our side.
Well, right now, our society is very conflicted because, first of all, they're saying, marriage is an outdated institution and it's not relevant anymore.
Right.
But if you're gay, marriage is a very important institution. They should have the right to get married and be miserable like all those other heterosexual couples that end up divorced because they don't think marriage is relevant anymore. And it's like, what is it you really want here? You don't want people to be married because you think the family is outdated and commitment is something that's lame. Just, you know, do what makes you feel good and live for yourself. Unless you're gay, then you should get married and stay committed for a lifetime because that's what love is all about. Mm. Except straight couples can't experience that because that's not relevant for a modern... Like, it's totally conflicted.
Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense, which again, and I say this in my review, is like, well, that's what happens when we leave it up to us to determine what's right.
Nothing makes sense
because we can't figure it out.
Right, absolutely. And you can read the entire article at gameandmovieguide.com along with the Brave interview, but I'm shocked, to be completely honest, that it didn't really gain attention.
I'm shocked as well.
Considering, you know, President Obama just recently came out, flipped his idea of, hey, you know what, I changed my mind. I think same-sex marriage is important.
But
and
you can't,
by the way,
say
and I'll
that
take you millions of dollars for saying that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Elect me for president.
Yeah. And then shortly thereafter, you've got this this marriage in a Marvel comic and
raise an eyebrow.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's
so
interesting. On another note, on a completely different topic, we reviewed Superman versus the Elite this week.
Yeah.
Very interesting animated film. And our commentary on it is why Superman isn't Jesus. You know,
ooh.
So often we talk about how superheroes are Christ archetypes.
Right.
And as I was watching this movie, it suddenly dawned on me. It's like, well, yeah, there are a lot of parallels, but let's be very careful. Superman is not Jesus. In fact, not even close.
Right.
And in this commentary, I explain why that's the case and
what it was
that Superman said and did and can't do that makes him worlds apart from who Jesus is. And yeah, I see the parallels and it's fun to talk about that sometimes, but sometimes we need to step back and say, like, actually, you know what? There's a big difference between the two. And so if you're curious, that's called a teaser, kids.
If
you're curious about what that big difference is and why we're saying Superman is not Jesus, you're going to have to read our review on Superman versus the Elite.
Oh, yeah. GameandMovieGuide.com. Superman, worlds apart from Jesus. And not just because he's Kryptonian. Am I right? Am I?
I don't get that joke.
Okay. Well,
you
all right.
You really need a crickets button.
Okay. I have one.
Oh, what do you do? Oh, good.
You know,
you
that's
should be playing that one more often.
Anyone? Hello? Kryptonian? Hello? Anyone?
Is this thing on? Is this thing on? Hello? Where's the sound engineer?
Man.
Turn on my mic.
GameandMovieGuide.com. Yo, as always, thank you so much for...
We didn't even talk about your Jesus movie.
We didn't talk about the Jesus movie yet.
Went right into it. But
yeah, we got to take it. It's almost 9 o'clock.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Well, that's what happens when you bring me in here.
Yeah.
You two together.
Yeah, truth.
Talking about...
So, GameAndMovieGuide.com for, man, the Brave review, our commentary on Astonishing X-Men number 51. Man, there was so much I wanted to talk about this morning that we didn't even get to.
Time flies by once we start talking. We didn't talk about Lego Batman 2.
I know.
What is this?
I know.
What is this?
Too much. And that is why you have to get to GameAndMovieGuide.com where you can read all the articles that we did you.
That's right.
There you go. Coming right back, we got some thrice for you. Got to take a quick break. And in the 9 o'clock hour, fill in the blank. I would rather lose this. All right, I would rather lose my wedding ring than this. According to a new survey, it's astounding as we're talking about marriage. People would rather lose their wedding ring than A, B, or C. We'll talk about what those things are.
And I haven't taken my wedding ring off in 13 years.
I am so glad you said that. We're going to talk about that coming right back. Static Radio. Flatfoot 56, I believe it, kicking off your 9 o'clock hour. Good morning, Steve Owen Mitch.
Hello.
Hanging out with you. It is Friday. Yeah! It's here.
I was just giving rock fists.
Yay.
Nobody could hear that, though.
No, that's cool.
It's okay.
And thankfully, nobody ever has to hear rock fist ever again.
Thankfully!
So. I'm totally mostly joking, not really. Okay.
I'm totally not 100% joking.
So, Intel, they're here. Yes. They're rocking it,
yes.
You know, up in the Rio Ranch.
Yeah.
They did a survey recently that found that people would rather lose their wedding ring than their laptop or their cell phone.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
Right?
Yeah.
So 3 out of 4 people said that losing their electronic device would be more stressful than misplacing their wedding ring. The only object that people said would be more stressful to lose was their wallet. That would be number one on their list of things to lose.
I understand that that's stressful.
Yeah.
But it's just as easy as calling and say, hey, cancel this card. Lost my wallet.
But when traveling, 64% of people said that their electronics had priority over toiletries if they were running out of room for their luggage. So like, dude, toothbrush or cell phone charger? Cell phone charger, bro. That's gross, right?
Well, kind of.
If you're out of room in your luggage and you have to bring your bag of either toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo and conditioner.
That's your hygiene.
Or your laptop, what would you bring?
Like if I'm going home from vacation, I'm like, oh, I have too much stuff.
If you're packing, you're going on vacation, you're going to be far away from home. What do you bring?
I would get a bigger bag.
Yeah, there you go.
I need that. I need the hygiene stuff
you do.
And I'll probably need a new laptop too.
Yeah. Or you just get gum. Maybe that's the solution. You buy packs of gum.
Yeah, of course.
And then that's disgusting.
No.
Mm-hmm. 1 in 5 people said they've experienced device envy after seeing someone else's laptop or phone and decided it was better than theirs. People are serious about their technology these days. 30% of people say they get annoyed when strangers sitting near them try and peek at their screen when they're using
a phone
or computer.
Yeah. And it's not even discreet. It's obvious. They're like, doing the lean thing?
I've told my kids that many times when I'm like texting or doing something. I'm like, hey, that's rude. Don't look over my shoulder. I can read it to you if you're really interested in what I'm trying to tell your mom, but that's rude.
Yeah.
Stop reading my stuff, you know, like, again, because they are kids. They don't care. They're like, what are you doing? I want to see everything right now.
Yep.
But according to this survey by Intel, they found that 3 out of 4 people would rather lose their wedding ring than their laptop or their cell phone. So the big question is, what would you rather lose?
Yeah, fill in the blank.
I'd rather lose my wedding ring than my blank. It's crazy because we had Yo in studio and he was talking about his wedding ring and, you know, he's been married 13 years and never taken it off ever in that time period. Chrissy's grandparents, they were married, they were married a long time, like 60-something years. And something crazy like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were married a really long time.
Yeah.
And they never took their wedding rings off. One time, Big Papa, as we called him, Grandpa, he had to go in and, you know, for a CAT scan or something like that. I don't remember what it was. Some crazy thing, and he had to take off all his jewelry. And so him and Grandma connected their ring fingers and transferred his ring to her ring finger. And then when they were done, transferred it back by connecting their fingers. Because it was, like, so important to them that they do not ever take off their wedding ring, that they do not lose their wedding ring. It meant something.
That it is important. And you'd rather lose your wedding ring over a laptop. So has the wedding ring lost its significance?
Yeah, that's a good question. 505-338-3700, the phone number. 3 out of 4 people said that losing their cell phone, their wallet,
or their laptop would be way scarier to them than losing their wedding ring. And so,
why? Because there's information on there that they don't want to share?
I don't know, man. Maybe. 505-338-3700. Fill in the blank. I would rather lose my wedding ring than this. We got a lot of comments on Facebook already.
Yeah, Eric says, my life. And so does Diane. Well, she says, to get killed. I'd rather. I don't want to get killed. So I'll lose my wedding ring instead.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah, little extreme.
Okay. You know, why not? Why not?
Josh says, as long as my wife doesn't lose hers, we'll be okay.
Okay.
Well, that sounds
like so what? Right? Man.
TG says, I would rather lose my wedding ring than control over bodily functions.
Yeah, I guess that's...
But that's like... Not up to you.
But at that point, if you lose control of your bodily functions, does it really matter? You know what I'm saying? You're not really trying to impress anybody. Just wedding ring it up, bro.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's cool.
You're okay. It's going to be okay. I like Ethan's.
How about, I already lost my wedding ring.
Oh.
Playing soccer for me. But you know what? I have a confession. I lost my wedding ring.
You lost your wedding ring?
Yeah, this is not my wedding ring.
Oh,
it was
boo!
A fail. It was a fail, but it came off of my finger. I didn't even know it was gone.
Wow, dude, that's even worse. You had no idea.
Yeah, it was a pretty shocking moment in my life.
So what are you rocking now?
So now I have this silver band. It cost $5. And on the inside, it says purity.
So obviously your wedding ring is very important to you.
It's just, until I buy another one. Because honestly, about to call out the husband, he lost his too.
Really?
Yeah. And his flew off of his hand at Elephant Butte Lake. He was running into the water.
That's not his fault.
And
that means that you guys just needed to get that ring size down.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened. I said, hey, love, take off that wedding ring so you don't lose it. And he said, okay. And then I drove off in a boat. I was with a high school.
I'm on a boat.
And so I drove off on the boat. We were riding around and it was fun. And I come back. He was like, hey, I lost my wedding ring. I was angry the entire time.
Well, of course you were.
I was like, I told you.
Yeah, but what if he had taken it off and put it in his pocket and then it washed away?
No, but it wasn't in his pocket. I had a place to put it because I had everything off of it was on the shore.
Okay.
It was an upsetting. But the thing is, almost exactly a year later, I lost my ring.
See, and there it is. And so, now you can't be mad at him anymore.
Nope. Now mine's
cheaper
than his.
Three and four people would rather lose their wedding ring than their laptop, which is just unbelievable to me.
Why? That doesn't make sense. Like, I understand if it's a person, obviously your life.
Right. Right.
Like, I don't know.
Fill in the blank. I'd rather lose my wedding ring than my this.
Hey, Steve-O, fill in the blank. You'd rather lose your wedding ring than...
It's funny because as we talk about this and I'm like mocking and making fun of the fact that you lost yours. I've never lost mine. I don't take mine off. Like I leave mine
on
constantly.
From day one.
This is day one. This is my wedding ring. However, we keep talking about like getting updated rings because I don't super dig this ring. It's just kind of like, I don't know. It's not
manly.
Chrissy didn't pick it. I picked it. But it's like got
it doesn't
this.
Look bad.
It's got a band underneath the band, so there's like two over, right?
Yeah.
And so anytime I scratch my head or my chin or something, my facial hair gets caught.
Ow.
And it hurts.
Yeah.
And it's awful. So I'm like, you know what? I just want a solid band. This is no longer cool. This hurts me.
Yeah.
I would rather lose my wedding ring than be struck by lightning.
That's not something you can control, like a materialistic item. Everyone...
I don't know. What are people saying on Facebook?
Let's see. someone says, listen to Nickelback. I'd have to like that one.
I like Gail, what Gail said. I would rather lose my wedding ring than my wife.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a good one.
Very
I'm
true.
Thinking. So.
I don't know about this one. Jay says... I'd rather lose my wedding ring than face the consequences of losing my wedding ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Brandon Flowers, says, I'd rather lose my wedding ring than my fiance. Wait, hold on. I didn't pre-read. My fiance and I are thinking of getting our wedding rings tattooed. So if I lost my wedding ring, I'd lose my finger.
Ooh,
I'd like
to
keep my finger. He says he'd rather.
And I've seen that. A lot of people getting it tattooed on.
What do you think about that?
Okay. See, I have...
Because I wanted to do that for a long time.
I don't wear a watch because I have tattoos that go all the way down on my wrists and it rubs, right? And then it you know, over the years, wear and tear and all that stuff. And so I don't wear a watch. Mm-hmm. However, I have tattoos on my fingers as well. But I will always wear my wedding ring, even though it covers up one of the letters of the tattoo, because it's my wedding ring. I don't know. And so originally the thought was, all right, I'm going to get it tattooed on my finger. I even talked to Dave Martinez about getting it tattooed. And he actually said, no, as a tattoo artist, bad idea, because your fingers, you wash them constantly.
Right.
You're using them constantly. I've had to get these... touched up multiple times, just the letters on top, and so it rubs off time. It just kind of fades out and meh, and I don't know, there's just something about the wedding ring that's obviously important. It's
right.
A symbol, and or at least I thought it was important. A survey by Intel found that 3 out of 4 people would rather lose their wedding ring than their laptop, their cell phone, their wallet, because there's less stress in that, they say.
I feel like we wouldn't spend so much time during the wedding ceremony putting rings on as well as talking about what the ring symbolizes if it wasn't important.
Yeah.
If it wasn't supposed to be important.
However, I was at a wedding where they actually got them tattooed.
At the wedding?
Okay.
20 minutes later. Okay, next.
All right, cool.
Were there 2 tattoo artists or just one?
One. So, yeah. So, I don't know, man. It's
just a line.
Of course, with the wedding ring being tattooed on, it's kind of permanent, so.
Yeah.
Which it should be.
Which it should be.
You know?
Yeah.
One and done. So.
Yeah.
I'd rather lose my wedding ring than
my
blank.
Hair.
My hair?
That's TJ piped in again. He said, my hair. He also said,
I've learned with the Static 500 after shaving my head that I'm totally okay with losing my hair because I can kind of pull off the shaved head thing.
And it's easier to wake up late in the
way
morning.
Way easier. I haven't showered in weeks.
Gross, dude. That's disgusting. And your hair is getting longer, so you're going to need to buzz it again.
Here soon, yeah. So, yeah, down with that. What is that? I can't even pronounce that. Mildwin?
Mildwin Pierre says, I'd rather lose my wedding ring than my faith. That is, if I were married.
Yeah. So is it wedding rings are replaceable, so, whatever, it's cool? Or is it just lost its reverence? Because it kind of feels like people are whatever about losing their wedding ring.
When I lost mine, I was heartbroken. I was like, no.
Yeah, that's your wedding ring.
Exactly. That's the one that he gave me. I didn't pick out my ring. He gave it to me. He chose it.
I picked mine and my wife's. And so that's the thing. I would be heartbroken if Chrissy lost. She doesn't take hers off. She's never taken it off.
Not even to wash my hands, shower, nothing.
Oh, you mean your second wedding ring? Because that's not your wedding ring.
Even this, I don't take it off.
Yeah, that's your second. That doesn't count.
It's not as real. I'm gonna punch you.
It's not as real as the real one.
But, yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Fill in the blank. I would rather lose my wedding ring than... 3 out of 4 people said their laptop or their wallet.
Electronics, apparently.
What do you think, Static Radio?
Anything.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
That's right, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
9:25 now, and talking about a survey, if you just joined us, from Intel. Found that 3 out of 4 people said they would rather lose their wedding rings than their laptop, their cell phone, or their wallet. It's unbelievable to me. I mean, I guess I kind of get it because it's like, dude, your credit cards, your driver's license. It's a pain. Losing your wallet sucks.
Yeah.
Probably worse than anything in the world.
It's stressful.
However,
not as stressful as me having to tell my husband that I lost my wedding ring.
Yeah, dude, that's not a cool situation.
Been there.
And Daniel on Facebook, that just like hurt my heart.
Yeah, he says my wife lost hers and it was her graduation. It was her grandmother's band. Maybe it will turn up when we move. She doesn't love me any less. Rather losing the ring than her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather lose the ring than her.
Man, that's like a lot of things. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this was my mother's. This was my grandmother's.
Sentimental. It's like, how do they keep it for so long in like a few seconds in our hands? It's broken or lost.
See, my dad was 6'5", 240. He was a big dude.
Dang.
Right? Yeah. Big dude. And I have his band. And so the idea was like, yeah. Originally like, dude, I'm going to have this cut down to my size because I could wear this as a bracelet. But I hadn't. And that was part of the fear was, I don't know, man. If I lost that.
You just wear it as a toe ring now.
That would be really sad. Now, I will say this, though. He stopped wearing it My dad died when I was, you know, 6 years old.
Right.
But when he was alive, he stopped wearing it because he worked on airplanes. He was a mechanic. He was a pilot and managed an airport. And he almost lost his hand because he was working on an airplane. And I guess somehow he was trying to do something and had to get away. Something happened, blah, blah, blah. And his hand got stuck because the ring.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get his hand out, almost lost his hand.
You know?
And so he didn't wear any jewelry after that. But
makes sense. It really does. You don't want to lose your finger.
Yeah. So it's important, obviously. And yeah. We've had many, many comments on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. According to the survey, people would rather lose their wedding ring than their laptop, their cell phone, their wallet. It's kind of lost its quote unquote significance. So the question is, you know, I'd rather lose my wedding ring than blank.
Yeah. Giovanna on Facebook says, I have misplaced my ring on a few occasions. It's a horrible feeling. I can't think of anything else that would cause me more sadness and pain if lost.
Right.
I agree. Ashley says, my son.
Oh, that's, yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Aldo says, my job. But I have good news, Aldo, because it's for richer or poorer. So you're good. Don't worry. You can lose your job.
No! What is wrong with you? Static.
Whoa. Steve-O, what's up?
Yo. Whoa. Hey, whoa.
Need some Relicus going here.
No. Yeah. See?
Play Uwe.
All right.
That new one, Uwe.
The new one?
Yeah. And I like the way Mitch has been blending with you, man. It's cool.
Right on, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, sure. You can take care, man.
All right, you too.
All right, bye.
some Relicus.
Yeah.
And it's Friday, so coming up tonight, Surge. With 2.0, our hip-hop show, and of course, The Hype. Yeah, with C-Dub, so all you hip-hop heads, there's 3 hours
tonight
of hip-hop.
Yeah,
yeah,
straight.
This evening, so.
Like nothing else is played.
That'll definitely get your hip-hop fix.
Yeah.
Hopefully. So Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio talking about this survey that Intel took that most people would rather lose their wedding ring than their wallets, their cell phones, any electronic devices, basically, their laptop.
So it's materialistic items.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, like Jesse says, my wife. He'd rather lose his wedding ring.
Yeah.
When it comes to life, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your laptop? I originally was thinking, well, I was trying to think of the thing that's probably least important, but I would still rather lose my ring over it. My dogs. I'd rather lose my wedding ring over than my dogs.
Really? Because you know those dogs are only going to live like 8 years and
I don't
they're
going to
be gone. And
but they're here now.
Your wedding ring is a lifetime.
I already lost it.
I know.
Got to get a new one.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So are you going to have him pick out the new one? Like,
I think
he?
We're going to go for like a set.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah. Because we didn't do that last time.
Are you guys going to do the whole like, hey, 10-year anniversary, let's do like the renewed vows and a new ring and all that? I know some people
maybe
do that.
10 years really far.
10 years is really far for
you? Yeah, I got to hit 3, so maybe a 3-year.
That's good.
Yeah.
These days, sadly, 3 years is an accomplishment.
It definitely deserves an applause.
Yeah.
So.
No, it really does. It's sad, but it's the truth these days.
3 years in September. So.
It'll be 10 years for me and Chrissy this year.
Woo! Yeah.
So, yeah, 10 years in October.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
And that's definitely all the Lord, because I tried throughout to sabotage it many times because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
And man, but by the grace of God, I go, right?
Yes.
And so I am so, so, so thankful to God for his love, his grace, his compassion, his mercy, his forgiveness. And marriage is tough, dude.
Marriage is a constant process of sanctification. What's the crazy thing is people think, okay, I'm going to get married and I'll be happy.
Yeah.
No.
It'll be cool. Everything's great. I'll have a partner for life and it's going to be easier and all these things are taken care of now because I have somebody right next to me. Yeah, no. It's work, man.
It's definitely a lot of hard work that I'm still going through, and I love every second of it just because I know it's God working in my life.
Do you think there's a connection to the fact that marriage is, you know, right now, Pastor Skip going through a phenomenal series here at Calvary, Keep Calm and Marry On. In fact, if you missed some of them, calvaryabq.org or skipheitzig.com, you can find past, I was going to say episodes,
archives.
But teachings. Yeah, the archives for his teachings. And I highly recommend it because it's been an incredible series so far. But I wonder if there's a connection, because we look at this survey that says three out of four people would rather lose their wedding ring than, say, their laptop, their wallet, their cell phone. And yeah, maybe it's just a wedding band, or is it? Maybe it's because we're not taking marriage so seriously that there are so many problems right now. You know what I mean? I don't know. Static.
Hey, Steve-o, this is Carlos from Santa Fe.
What up, Carlos?
How you doing?
The Los.
This is really a tough topic, man. The wedding rings. Both my wife and I stopped wearing them after about, I don't know, 15 years or so, because, you know, we gained a little. and we just never had them adjusted, because they told us if we adjusted them, they'd get thinner and this and that. Anyway, just to let you know why it's such a hard topic, because come Tuesday, we'll be celebrating 30 years.
Wow. 30 years. Dude, that is a huge accomplishment right there. Seriously.
But I agree with you, man. Keep your wedding rings on as long as you can. We're just old fogies, I guess.
Then, well, maybe for a 30-year anniversary, maybe you guys decide to get new ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You've already reached, like, isn't that, what is it, 25?
I don't know what.
25 is like a gold, silver, or something like that.
I ended up about 2 years ago or so. We went into a jewelry store out there in Albuquerque, and she found one of those Eternity ones, the ones that have little diamonds all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I just had, I snuck it up on her and just gave it to her for an anniversary gift. I said, I knew how you liked it.
Aww.
So, see, that's rad right there. That's totally cool.
Definitely.
But yeah, man, thanks for the call, Carlos.
Anyway, all right, take care.
All right, man.
Mm-hmm, bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Talking about wedding rings, really, because... Well, we've been talking all morning long, actually. We talked with Yo from The Guy this morning about Astonishing X-Men number 51 and the first same-sex marriage in a comic book. A member of the X-Men married his boyfriend,
yes.
Kyle. So you can check out all of that at GameAndMovieGuide.com. But we've been talking about the sanctity of marriage. We've been just talking about, man, some interesting stuff. And according to a new survey... from Intel, people would rather lose their wedding ring than just about anything else. It's like, it's cool. I can replace it. I'll get another one. Meh. It's just a wedding ring. But a laptop or my cell phone? Are you kidding me?
Just anything materialistic.
So, what have we lost reverence or is it not that important? 505-338-3700. Hello, Static.
Hey, this is Gail at Moriarty.
Hey,
hello.
Welcome, Moriarty.
I've got the best wedding ring story.
All right, I want to hear it.
Okay, we had a rather large dog that used to root around on our nightstands in the morning, and one day my wife noticed her wedding ring was gone, and we suspected that the dog had eaten it. We couldn't prove it, so, we kind of kept our eye out in the yard for a while, gave up, and 10 years later, I was raking the yard, and there was the ring.
No
way! 10 years?
10 years. So this was in June, I found it. So I kept it a secret until December. I went and had it cleaned and everything. And then on our 25th wedding anniversary, I gave it back to her.
Wow.
That is so cool. Did she freak out?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Talk about waterworks. I'm sure she cried for like days.
It was pretty intense. It's
greatest husband story in the world. That's a pretty good one, dude.
Yes, it was awesome.
Right on.
But
in the meantime, we had gotten new ones for each other because, like the other guy, I had gained a little weight and couldn't fit into my original one. But she wears the original one now.
That's cool. That's very, very cool. Right on, man. Well, thanks for the call and the story. I love it. All right.
Probably
505-338-3700. Yeah, I agree. That's probably the coolest story we've gotten so far about that. But give us a call or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more of your stories. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Static. I see what I want.
Histoire E.
Nope, Belle Histoire. Wrong.
Yeah, I know. Song called Spirits. How do you say it?
Histoire.
Histoire.
It's French.
Belle Histoire.
Technically, I guess it means pretty history.
Look, this is America, bro.
Wow.
Right? Name your band something different that I could say.
America's not diverse or cultural at all. Get out of here.
Belle Histoire.
Histoire.
Thanks.
Histoire.
Yeah. It's 9:41 now. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch, hanging with you. And, just about out of show.
Yeah.
Just about out of show. We were talking a little bit about this crazy, crazy survey that Intel did. Study found out that 3 out of 4 people would rather lose their wedding ring than their cell phone, their wallet, their laptop. So we asked Facebook, fill in the blank. I would rather lose my wedding ring than...
Some people said my job. Some people said my wife.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, or my life, my son, the people. Gigi says important. My hair. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeremiah says he had to ask his mom. Camille said his mom said she would rather lose her ring than her Suburban. Her car?
Yeah. You don't know what a Suburban is?
I do.
Okay. I'm like, dude,
just
had
to make sure that I had that right.
I grew up in Texas.
You know what Suburban is?
Yeah, man.
Some Suburban.
Yeah, we had Suburbans and Cadillacs.
Suburbans and Cadillacs.
True story. We really did growing
really?
Up.
Really?
Yeah, those, yeah.
Wow, we had a big creeper van.
Really?
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. We got some cool stories this morning, though.
We did.
I loved that one from Moriarty. Found the wedding ring and it had been lost for, what, a decade, basically?
A decade. The dog ate it, it seems.
They thought.
They thought, and he was raking up everything, and 10 years later, finds it and keeps it...
In the yard!
In the yard!
Gave it to her for their 25th wedding anniversary. That's 30th. Our 30th.
Yep.
Pretty rad. Hello, Static.
Good morning, Mission Steve-O.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Getting ready to wrap up the big show.
Well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Now, you said... that Intel took the source.
Right.
This is the test. Well, first of all, look at the source. Of course, if you ask the people from Intel, then most of them are going to vote they would rather pretty much lose anything than their technology.
That's true. Now, it was a survey by Intel, not for Intel.
I apologize. But I really believe that feel it has lost its significance. However, I don't feel that way, but I think the way technology and the world is, that most people have become to depend on it instead of the ring. You really only have to depend on your spouse and God.
There you go.
That's it.
All right.
Yes.
Well, thanks for the call, little one.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I think Nicholas is my new favorite. We asked on Facebook, I'd rather lose my wedding ring than my blank.
Right.
And Nick said, my faith or bacon.
Amen.
Yeah, bro. I'm with you on that one.
Yesterday I ran to the mail room because they're like, free donuts, free donuts. I was like, oh, heck yes. And I ran to the mail room, came back with bacon donuts.
Bacon maple donuts. And it was ridiculous.
It tasted like breakfast.
It really did, like all breakfast in your mouth.
Yes.
At one time.
One time. So good.
Yeah.
Sans eggs, because I hate eggs.
I can't believe that, dude. I still have to talk to you about that. You and Kelly were talking about like breakfast burritos and you don't.
No eggs.
No eggs.
Nope.
That really makes me sad.
It's a filler. They smell awful.
Maybe that's why Jack and you get along so well.
Because
you
guys.
No, he's not an egg guy. No, wait. I got that backwards.
Wrong.
It's Luke.
Luke?
Luke is the bacon guy. Jack's the eggs guy.
See, I don't like eggs.
So
I
Jack
love bacon.
Usually fills up on the eggs, and Luke has 17 pieces of bacon.
As do I. I will cook the entire. There's no point in not cooking the whole pack of bacon.
Yeah.
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 But yeah. That was a. Derail.
Super derail, but that's the end of the show, so it's okay. We can derail if we want to.
Yes.
So we will see you guys Monday. And let's see. We got a men's rally tonight with lots of cars, Daryl Mansfield, and a comedian, Brad Stein.
Yes.
We've got a free show on Sunday night at the Lobo Theater. With
6 p.m.?
Yeah, 6 p.m. with Gozier, Satellite Sonata, and...
Shekinah.
Yep. And
Free food.
Free food.
Pizza and beverages.
That's going to be good.
Get there early because chances are if you don't, it'll be gone.
Yeah, and you can check out all the details for all of the events, of course, at mystaticradio.com. And while you're there, pick up the podcast of this year's show.
Yes, mystaticradio.com/mornings.
That's it for us. We're out. We leave you with some Josh Garrels. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Peace.